Oracle fired 21,000 people last year, then put AI did it in a legal filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
This is error, optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it. Under duress.
Oracle's annual report, filed Monday with the SEC, reveals the company's total workforce declined 13% during fiscal 2026. Headcount fell from 162,000 to 141,000. The company spent $1.84 billion in severance and restructuring costs, up from $374 million the previous year.
$1.84 billion in severance. That is what it costs to fire 21,000 people, five times what they spent the year before. The assembly line of goodbye is getting faster.
In its risk factor disclosure, Oracle stated, quote, "The adoption and deployment of AI technologies across our operations have resulted and may continue to result in reductions to our workforce."
May continue to result. They did not say, "We regret the impact." They did not say, "We are investing in retraining." They said, in a legal filing to the United States government, that AI replaced people and will keep replacing people. Then they announced $70 billion in AI infrastructure spending this year, funded by $40 billion in new debt. They are borrowing money to build the machines that replace the humans they just paid to leave.
Across the broader tech sector, 196 companies have cut more than 119,000 jobs so far in 2026, according to layoffs.fyi.
We covered Oracle in episode 3, 30,000 layoffs, emails at 6 in the morning. Back then, they didn't explain why. Now they have, and they put it in writing.
Chinese AI company Z.AI, formerly Zhipu, released GLM 5.2 on June 16. The model has 744 billion total parameters, with 40 billion active, uses a mixture of experts' architecture, and supports a 1 million token context window. It is released under the MIT license.
744 billion parameters, open source, free. While Anthropic's best models are suspended under export controls and OpenAI charges per token.
On coding benchmarks, GLM 5.2 scores 81 on Terminal Bench 2.1, within a few points of Claude Opus 4.8 at 85. On Frontier SWE, it scores 74.4%, 1 point behind Opus. 6 of the 10 most popular models on OpenRouter are now developed by Chinese firms.
Let me make sure the timeline is clear. 2 weeks ago, the United States ordered Anthropic to shut down its best models for foreign nationals. Anthropic disabled them for everyone because it could not verify citizenship at the API level. The same week, Z.AI released a model that nearly matches the one America just locked away. Under MIT, the Versal CEO called it, quote, "This changes things." A former Google DeepMind executive spent all day using it and called it the first open model that passes the bar as a daily driver. The United States restricted its best model. China open-sourced theirs. That is not a trade policy. That is a technology transfer.
The Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, issued a joint statement on Monday warning that frontier AI models will, quote, "fundamentally transform both offensive and defensive cyber capabilities." The timeline, they said, is, quote, "not years, it is months."
Five countries, five intelligence agencies. One three-page letter that says the things we built are about to be used against us and we are not ready.
The statement specifically referenced Anthropic's Mythos and OpenAI's GPT 5.5 cyber as models capable of enabling complex and potentially devastating cyber attacks. CISA recently reduced the deadline for government agencies to patch critical vulnerabilities from weeks to 3 days. Citing AI threats.
3 days. The government used to give agencies weeks to fix a security hole. Now it is 3 days. Because the models find and exploit vulnerabilities faster than humans can close them, and the models they named Mythos and GPT 5.5 Cyber were built by American companies. With American funding, for American customers, who are now being told to patch in 3 days because the things they paid for might be used to attack them.
The statement concluded, quote, "Breaches will occur. Preparedness helps you contain them quickly and prevent escalation into major operational and financial crises."
Breaches will occur. Not may, not could, will. The people whose job it is to worry are telling everyone to start worrying, and the solution is patch faster and test your response plans. That is not a defense strategy. That is a damage control memo.
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, severance, signal, 21,000 in writing. Hype, open source the arms race, human error, building the weapon and leaving the door open.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, Oracle filed a legal document admitting AI replaced 21,000 jobs, then borrowed $40 billion to build more AI. China released an open source model that nearly matches the one America just locked away. And 5 intelligence agencies told the world the models we built are months from being weaponized. The severance checks are signed, the source code is public, and the people paid to worry are worried. End transmission.